It's time once again to start digging a little deeper about this thing we call discipling, along with Doug Greenwald, Senior Teaching Fellow at Preserving Bible Times. Doug, we're called to make disciples in the Bible. Is that the same as maybe evangelizing?
Jim, that's a really good diagnostic question. You know, to the Hebrew worldview of Jesus' day, the phrase make disciples as we find it in Matthew 28:19 would have been heard and understood as seamless, something you just cannot separate into two component parts. Here in the West, we have done exactly what Solomon wouldn't do. We've actually cut the baby in half. We've called one half evangelism and the other half discipleship. Interestingly enough, two new words not even found in the Bible. And once you divide something up, now you can make choices where you want to put your emphasis. Some churches have chosen to put their primary emphasis on evangelism, and we call those seeker churches. Other churches choose to put their primary emphasis on some form of discipling, and we call those teaching churches. You know, if the truth be told, it's much easier to save somebody than it is to grow them up and mature them over the next 30 years. Maybe that's why we tend to have many more believers in the American church today than we do actual disciples of Jesus. The seamless nature of that Hebrew phrase, make disciples, in Matthew 28:19, certainly puts some challenges before us. Are seeker-oriented churches willing to emphasize discipling more? And are teacher-oriented churches willing to emphasize evangelism more? The sooner we rediscover that first century seamless understanding of the phrase, make disciples, the more power in both the pulpit and the pew we will find.
Thanks, Doug. Matthew 28:19, you can go look it up, and then you can go dig even deeper at preservingbibletimes.org. And we'll see you next time on Digging Deeper.